GPs are prescribing antibiotics at a rate up to 9 times higher than the current guidelines. That's according to research published in the Medical Journal of Australia, which shows doctors are over-prescribing antibiotics for acute respiratory infections, such as bronchitis, influenza and tonsillitis, in the mistaken belief that they're erring on the side of caution. But in reality, there's concern that those who leave the doctor's office with a drug they may not need are contributing to the global resistance to antibiotics. Angus Randall reports.
The number of pills handed out for some conditions would fall by nearly 90% if doctors began prescribing antibiotics along the national guidelines. That's the dramatic finding from a study into antibiotic overuse led by Professor Chris Del Mar from Bond University in Queensland.
We were slightly taken aback, actually. The difference is much bigger than we thought. Because what we knew before was that compared to sort of the best performing countries in this regard, places like the Netherlands and Sweden, we are prescribing about twice as much as they do for these conditions.
There's long been concern about over-reliance on antibiotics, but this 5-year study shows Australian GPs are prescribing well above the guidelines in treating acute respiratory infections with antibiotics. More than 4 million patients may have been given drugs they didn't need because viral infections like the common cold don't respond to antibiotics. Professor Del Mar argues doctors are acting out of a misplaced sense of caution, as many conditions that require treatment with antibiotics share similar symptoms to those that don't.
It's so complicated. The thing is that antibiotics are indicated that they actually make a big difference for some conditions, some acute respiratory infections, but not for others. So the trick is it's a diagnostic uncertainty is what we call it in general practice. It's actually very difficult to tell which conditions are going to benefit from antibiotics and which aren't.
Chris Del Mar is calling on doctors to stop considering a prescription for antibiotics as their first port of call. He cites new research showing it's safe to not hand out antibiotics.
The idea that we have as GPs that, you know, writing a prescription for antibiotics just in case is probably not so effective, that in fact that not using antibiotics at all is actually safe. You don't end up with missed cases of meningitis and Lemierre's disease and all sorts of really nasty things.
But some doctors argue that patients often put pressure on doctors to provide a quick fix for conditions that simply require fluids and bed rest. Dr. Brian Morton is a GP on Sydney's Lower North Shore.
I think there's a general misconception that a respiratory infection means you need antibiotics. But the research and the evidence shows quite clearly that most respiratory infections are viral and not bacterial, and so don't need antibiotic treatment.
Research shows doctors have been over-prescribing antibiotics for decades, and for some, the habit is hard to shake. It's causing resistance to existing medicines, and as the bugs get tougher, that means new generations of drugs have to be stronger to combat them. There's also pressure on doctors to see as many patients as possible, and antibiotics can be seen as an easy solution by doctor and patient alike. Brian Morton again.
I think we've got a system that undervalues the GP's time. And so the Medicare freeze is an example where time, which would change behaviour, is not provided adequately. So GPs are under the pump to get the patient in and out and see the next patient.
The not-for-profit health organisation, NPS Medicine Wise, has been working to educate both doctors and patients about the overuse of antibiotics for more than 5 years. Dr. Jeannie Yu from NPS is calling on all adults, but parents especially, to wait a few more days before visiting the doctor and demanding antibiotics.
The main emphasis is understanding that most respiratory infections, so that's like earaches, sore throat, runny nose, those sorts of things, they're self-limiting infections, so that the child's immune system will be able to get over the infection itself, and there are only a small number of situations where there could be something more serious going on, and then they need to see the doctor to see whether antibiotics are necessary.
And Chris Del Mar is confident GPs can play a major role in reducing the amount of prescriptions nationwide.
In the past, when we didn't worry about antibiotic resistance, you know, it was okay to be liberal with antibiotics because they're very cheap. You know, we thought they did protect patients. They were a safety thing. We thought they did help symptoms. In fact, they'd hardly do at all. And so, you know, you can see why we got in the habit as GPs of prescribing antibiotics a lot. And now we're realizing that actually that's a very risky, serious problem. We've got to do something about it.
Professor Chris Del Mar, ending that report by Angus Randall.